This is the Seatbed Daily Text Soundtrack. This is Passion Week, Palm Sunday. Is your understanding of the Passion of Jesus arrested in development? Hear Psalm 118 sung to the tune of O Sing a Song of Bethlehem and sing along.
Praise the Lord, for He is good, His love endures always. Let those of Israel now say, His love endures always. And let the house of Aaron say, His love endures always. Who fear the Lord now say, His love endures always. In my distress I call the Lord, and He did answer me. I cried in anguish, and He heard. From trouble set me free. The Lord is with me ever sure, I will not be afraid. For what is there that man can do when I am on him still? With me, He is my help against the enemy. Therefore, upon all of my foes, I'll look triumphantly. It's better far to trust the Lord than trust in man's defense. To find your in the Lord than trust in king or prince. The nations have surrounded me, they compass me about, but in the Lord's most holy name I shall. Swarmed around me like fierce bees, like dry thorns set aflame. They quickly died out, for I cut them off in the Lord's name. They pushed me back so that I fell, but then the Lord helped me. Strength and song and my salvation here. In dwellings of the righteous ones is heard the joyous shout. The Lord's right hand does mighty things, salvation. Right hand.
Consider this. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. That's Luke 18, 31 to 34. We must remember always, you and I are at best those disciples who, quote, did not understand any of this. We cannot allow ourselves to be lulled into the so-called benefit of hindsight. Holy Week is ever before us. Sure, we may understand all of this at a historical level, and we may even grasp the doctrinal implications of his passion. But here's the question I am asking myself. Is my understanding of the meaning of his passion growing Or has it become arrested in development somewhere along the way? What I'm saying may seem somewhat abstract to you, but we will be well served to remember that at the heart of it all is pure mystery. As we enter into the Passion of Jesus, let us join together and affirm with the Church at all times and in all places the great mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Ask yourself and share with another, is my understanding of the meaning of his passion growing, or has it become arrested in development somewhere along the way? No matter how many times you may have walked this journey to Jerusalem before, every time is different. Open yourself up for new revelations. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.